Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dana Bennett. She's the president of the Nevada Mining Association. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Eric Herzig, Marsha Burt-Bigler, and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Dana Bennett. She is the president of the Nevada Mining Association. Pleasure to have you back.
Thanks so much, Sam. It's great to be back.
So tell me about Nevada mining and the Trump administration. How has it been so far?
So in Nevada, we are, especially with the Nevada Mining Association, we are primarily concerned with ensuring that this is a great place to have a mining business. Internationally, Nevada is ranked 4th in the world in terms of jurisdictions in which to invest for mining. And of course, federal regulation has a big part to play in that. So we are always diligent about the regulatory apparatus that affects our industry. And we continue that diligence under the current administration.
It looks as though that things could be better for mining with the current administration.
It's not the person at the top that completely changes what happens on the ground. There is a large apparatus in place that manages federal lands. There's the Department of Interior. There is the Department of Agriculture, and that there's a large number of employees who are based both in this state and in Washington, D.C., that are involved in the management of the laws and regulations that are already in place. And that's what they continue to do. One of the things that we are seeing is that there are some vacancies. There are some positions, certainly in leadership, that have not yet been filled. And there are positions on the ground that have not yet been filled. And those actually cause delays because that means the process is slowed down. And so that's really what we're seeing right now.
Do you think that if there's a shrinking of, and they're talking about Gold Butte as one of the monuments that may be shrunken a little bit, there's certainly a benefit for the Virgin Water District because they would be able to get water that's not accessible to them as a monument right now. Would that benefit mining as well?
So as you know, in Nevada, the vast majority of the land in Nevada is managed by the federal government, and most of that is managed by the Bureau of Land Management. And for the most part, it is managed for multiple use, for all kinds of activities that take place on the land. When there are boundaries put on certain activities, such as the monuments, that can have a downstream effect on industries. For the mining industry, if there is restrictions on where exploration can take place, then that will affect the growth of the industry later on. And a great example is lithium. We have lithium here in Nevada. We don't know where all of the deposits are in Nevada. But the folks that are involved in exploring for lithium and other 21st century minerals and metals will be constrained by boundaries that restrict where they can and cannot explore.
Well, of course, you're talking about lithium, and the Clayton Valley is where they're mining for it now. What do you think about the prospect in the future of finding other lithium deposits within the Silver State?
I'm really excited about Nevada's future with lithium. As you mentioned, Ray, the only operating mine in the United States that's currently producing lithium is in Esmeralda County in southern Nevada, just a few hours out of Las Vegas. It's been in operation for well over 50 years, and we didn't talk about it for probably 48 and a half of those years. And now it's a really exciting place because that mineral is so critical to electric cars and other sorts of energy issues.
Cell phones.
Cell phones, exactly. We're carrying lithium around in our pockets all the time. There is another large deposit that we're aware of in northern Nevada. Lithium Nevada is the company that is developing that deposit, and quite hopeful that they will be in production in the not-too-distant future. And geologists are spread out over the state looking for other lithium deposits. And so I think we have a really exciting future in that with that particular mineral.
So it sounds like it's very likely that we could have more.
It's very likely.
You know, the value of lithium is projected to go up as much as 250%. Besides the one mine that you spoke of, where are some other possible lithium deposits in Nevada?
If I could tell you that, Ray, we'd be headed out the door and going to stake our claims. Division of Minerals will tell you that the number of claims staked in Nevada has risen exponentially over the last couple of years.
For lithium.
They attribute that to lithium. Okay. Looking at where those claims have been staked, those are in areas that appear to be geologically an advantage for lithium production. So Nevada is certainly the entire world is looking at Nevada in terms of lithium production. But in comparison to other countries, Chile and Australia are huge strides ahead of us in terms of lithium production.
How so? Could you be more specific about that?
At this point, it appears they simply have more.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things about Australia is that they don't know what they have because that country is so huge and all the population is mainly based on the edge of the country that they have thousands of species of animals that they're not aware of because, you know, as much as they try to explore it, such a vast continent that they're not able to do it. I wanted to talk to you about fracking. What's the Mining Association's position on fracking? Because there's been some attempts to go after fracking in the Silver State and shut it down.
So a few years ago, the Division of Minerals led an effort to establish a regulatory system for hydraulic fracturing in Nevada. And it is the strongest regulatory system in the country. We have a state that has taken this type of activity very seriously, and they are watching it very closely. At this point, the reality is it's not being used much in Nevada.
Noble Energy, right, up in Elko County, had a couple of wells.
They're not in production.
Right.
It's not being used right now.
Right. But do you see the potential for that coming back in the future?
Well, certainly. When the interest was rising in Nevada for that sort of activity, it's because the price of oil was rising. And as you know, the price of oil has dropped by half in recent years. So the economic threshold is we're just not there right now, certainly for oil and gas. Hydraulic fracturing is used in other activities as well and has been used in lithium production.
But it's going to be interesting because one of the things that happened in this country was that the Middle East was trying to shut down fracking in this country by lowering the price of oil. And the people who were involved in fracking reduced their costs and were able to maintain the competitiveness. Now, of course, it did not take off in Nevada the way it had in other places, but it was just interesting to see how the economics of that were playing out.
Certainly the market comes to bear on all of these productions.
All right, let's take a break. I'm with Dana Bennett. She is the president of the Nevada Mining Association, right after this.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dana Bennett. She's the president of the Nevada Mining Association.
Dana, one of the perhaps biggest mining news events in the last few years has been the Yerington land transfer, which has helped boost Nevada copper prospects very much out in Yerington. Of course, the Yerington area, Lyon County, has been in a recession for many years. This was going to be, you know, a big way to get out of the recession. But from what I understand, the price of copper really dropped and really stalled this operation. Can you tell me now where Nevada Copper stands in Yerington as far as added copper production or mining, excuse me?
So Ray, you're right. The price of copper certainly has affected that project, but it is a really exciting project. As you recall, there was a federal land conveyance where the BLM, through an act of Congress, conveyed land to the city of Yerington.
Right.
And that, what was it, roughly 10,000 acres that was zoned industrial and within the boundaries of the city became immediately available for property tax payments. So that land that was not producing property tax for that area is now doing that. Regardless of where the mine is in production, that is now property that is on the tax rolls. With that conveyance, Nevada Copper paid about $1.8 million to the federal government for that to take place, which, of course, covers the fair market value of the land. And part of what they did was to carve out a piece of that will be used for special events in the Yerington area. And as I understand it, it's going to be the place where Night in the Country will have a permanent home. And so there were other pieces that are part of this activity. It's not that it's just a mine, and I don't want to say just a mine because this really is an exciting project for Lyon County and for Nevada. But there are other industrial activities that can take place out there. They're looking at this parcel as truly an industrial park of which the mine is part.
Correct. You know, I wanted to get back to something that you said. You said that there could be a connection between fracking and lithium in Nevada. Could that cause future problems to mine this if you have to use fracking to get it out? Could you explain that?
Well, once again, and this gives me a great opportunity to talk about the regulatory system that Nevada has in place to govern this sorts of activity out on within the state's borders. And it's on both private and public land. The Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which includes the Division of Environmental Protection as well as Division of Water Resources, keeps a very close eye on all of these kinds of activities. And with the regulatory system that's been put into place and is continually refined, whatever the activity is, whatever kind of mining activity is taking place out on the land or any other industrial impact, the state is watching that very closely. And they have very strict oversight. They have fee systems in place, fine systems in place. So whatever happens in the future, that regulatory system is already in place to manage it.
Let me ask you about the stock market and the price of gold. Mike Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, was asked the other day on 60 Minutes about why the stock market was so high. And he said, I have no idea. And we're hitting all kinds of records. And it sounds to me like at some point in the not too distant future, there's going to be a correction just because we don't know what's sustaining the stock market prices. What does this mean for the price of gold? Are there discussions within the industry as to, you know, what might happen if the bubble bursts here?
Well, just like the stock market, the price of gold is always a constant topic of conversation, and it also moves up and down. And as we know here in Nevada, it's been down and it's been up. And right now it's down from the highs, but it's certainly up from the lows. There are all sorts of folks who will tell you that they can predict what's going to happen next. But just like with the stock market, we can look backwards to see what sorts of activity has happened. But that's not necessarily a prediction for the future. So currently, the price of gold is at a point that it is sustaining the operations that are here in Nevada. It's also allowing for the potential for some expansions, which is pretty exciting for rural communities and the jobs out there.
Is this mainly in Elko County and Eureka County?
Elko County, Eureka County, Nye County, Lander County. But in terms of prediction, I wouldn't even begin to hazard a guess.
Okay, one quick last question here. We've talked to a lot of different industries about marijuana. Now that it's legal in the Silver State, what are the mining companies telling their employees?
So our mine sites, safety is the number one priority on these mine sites, and we want to ensure that our employees go home safe and healthy every single day. And because of that, we have a zero tolerance policy for drugs and alcohol. If an employee comes to work and is unable to perform his or her job, we don't want them out on the sites. We have a very good safety record. And one of the ways that our safety record is maintained and that people can expect to go home safe is to ensure that people are not operating large equipment impaired. So the drug tests are still a part of working in the mining industry, and we do not allow our employees to work under impaired conditions.
All right. That's where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to you coming back and talking about some history.
Great. Thanks. I would love to do that.
Your favorite topic beyond mining.
My favorite topic, yes.
And we'll be right back.
Great. Thank you.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Eric Herzig is here. He's a political science professor at UNR. Susan Fisher is with McDonald Carano. And Marsha Burke Bigler is the Washoe County Commissioner. A pleasure to have you all here on the program. Susan, we had Tick Segerbloom on the program yesterday. And he was talking, of course, about marijuana, because that's the big topic we are always talking to him about these days. And one of the things he was saying was that we really need to get these smoking lounges in place because the cops want them and the casinos want them because they want people to have a place to go to be able to smoke this marijuana. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I have not heard that the cops and the casinos want them. I think everybody's interested in seeing what does come out of the county commission. And I think a lot of people are realizing now, too, okay, look, we've made this legal, and this is a place where we've got close to 43 million visitors every year, and people who are coming here know that, hey, anything goes here, almost. And I think there's an anticipation that it's legal here. Why wouldn't they be able to entertain themselves with that? Because we're the entertainment capital of the world. But I appreciate the county commissioners for saying, look, we don't necessarily have to be first, but we do need to get it right.
Yeah, they certainly applied the brakes in their meeting, I guess the day before yesterday. Marcia, what are you hearing about this?
I'm actually hearing the exact opposite, that the casinos in Northern Nevada are very concerned about recreational marijuana use.
But I mean, that's inside their casinos. I'm talking about a safe place for people to go that have legally purchased marijuana to be able to go smoke.
The ones I've spoken to have said point blank, they think that this should not happen, that it should be required to smoke in your home and only in your home, in your private presence, not in public, not anywhere in public. And as far as Washoe County is concerned, we have not taken a position one way or the other, but I can assure you the commissioners have made it quite clear that they're not interested in doing this either. So it will obviously, we're not going to be able to control what happens with the cities. And so the cities can make that choice if they choose to make that choice. I'll be surprised if they do, especially the city of Reno, but we'll see.
You know, it's interesting, Eric. I mean, it is the law. You know, it took years for the marijuana to become accessible. It is legitimate in the sense that it's part of the state's tax base. They expect $70 million. Tick said that they need to sell $1 million of marijuana a day to get to that number. At some point, you know, where does this break towards people who buy marijuana being able to smoke it, not wherever they want to, but having places beyond their house that they can legally smoke it?
Nevada follows the money. And this is you've seen the governor really take a lead on the distribution licensing problem. And as it was pointed out, you have 43 million visitors coming and they see legal marijuana. They don't read the fine print of, oh, but you have to be in your own home doing this. Oh, no, they're going to buy marijuana, want to smoke it. The casinos need some sort of option that gets it out of direct use or consumption in the casinos because they have to deal with the federal law. And the federal law actually needs to be changed. And I think over time it will, once we get past Mr. Sessions, who is really arguing a 1950s policy. You're going to see, I think, cities, if the counties won't do it, so I do disagree with Commissioner Birkbigler. No, this is coming. It's there. It's a moneymaker. It's been legalized. And now we're kind of being obstructionists, this kind of backwater fight of, oh, no, but we're not really going to legalize it. Get over it. Move on. Take the money.
I'm all for these marijuana lounges to be legal. You look at Nevada tourism. We ask tourists to come here. They come here. If they buy this marijuana, and then you go, oh, by the way, you can't smoke it in your room, and you can't smoke it anywhere. And then when you fly back wherever you came from, you can't take it with you. I mean, that's unwelcoming. They're not breaking the law in any way. And I'm sure the police would stake out the marijuana lounge to make sure that people are not driving impaired. I just think for the good of tourism, we should have these marijuana lounges. And Marcia, I'm sad, but I'm not surprised to hear how local politicians think about it.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. We can continue this on our next program. We'll be right back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet. delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
On our next broadcast, Ira Victa of DiscoveryTechnician.com.